your friend Tim again. Today I'll tell you more about what happened when Jump Jump of Holiday House and I went to rescue Santa's reindeer from the selfish Ice Queen. Well, the folks from Holiday House, Jump Jump, the little elf, and myself, had at last reached the palace where the Ice Queen lived. We knew that Santa's reindeer were being held prisoner in her dungeon, and we were there to rescue them. We had actually seen the Ice Queen when she came out to laugh at us, saying that we'd never be able to get through the magic circle of blue fire which surrounded the palace and which turned anyone touching it into a statue of ice. But Jump Jump had an idea about a way to trick the Ice Queen, and I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. The poet and Sleepy Slim were overlooking at one of the ice statues which stood all around us on the plain in front of the Ice Queen's palace. Little Jump Jump was nestled in Mary Holiday's fur collar, peeking out at me merrily.
I hope my plan works.
I hope it works too, Jump Jump. That was quite an idea of yours to send for the doll Santa made of the people from Holiday House and use them to trick the Ice Queen.
I hope Santa can send them to us quickly. We don't have much food left. And Christmas is getting terribly close.
You think that the Ice Queen will come out of her palace and lift the circle of blue fire when she sees the dolls, Mary Holiday?
Well, that's what we're all hoping will happen, Tim. If she thinks that we've been frozen and that we're no longer able to rescue the reindeer, she might be off guard long enough for us to get into the palace and release them. Oh, hello, Sleepy Slim.
Hello, Mary Holiday. Hello, Tim and Jump-Jump. Hello.
Hey, Mary Holiday. How long do you think it will take for Santa to send the dolls?
Well, I hope they will get here very soon, Tim. It might be that Santa can send his pelican messenger with them.
Ooh, a pelican can fly very fast indeed.
I know.
Once he brought me a present from Santa in his bill. It was a nice, fat dream. A lovely present. Oh.
I'm glad the Ice Queen isn't on her balcony watching us.
Yeah. I believe that she feels so sure that we're helpless to do anything about rescuing the reindeer that she's just ignoring us.
Oh, well, that's the best thing that the Ice Queen's done yet.
Oh, look, Mary Holiday. Isn't that a bird away up in the sky?
It's a Santa's reindeer.
Jump, Jump, I do believe it is. It's a pelican, all right. Oh, yes, it must be Santa's messenger.
Yep, yeah, that's a pelican. That's no reindeer. That's a pelican. Yes, that's a pelican, all right. I can see his big pouch bill from here. I know him well.
You suppose he's got the dolls for us?
Oh, I hope so, Tim. Now, when the pelican drops the bundle, I think we'd better be careful and not let the Ice Queen see what we're doing. Although I doubt very much if she's watching us right now.
That's right. Look, Mary Holiday, a part of the palace wall. Out quite a way. Here, the circle of blue fire is inside the wall at this point. Let's stay behind it, and then we can't be seen from the palace window.
I think that'll do it, Tim, yes. The wall will keep the Ice Queen from seeing what we are doing.
I think the pelican has seen us. Look, he's wheeling around in a circle.
Yes.
His bill is full, Mary Holiday.
Yes, The pelican's bill is probably carrying our dolls, Jump-Jump.
This is almost as exciting enough to keep me awake. It's exciting.
It sure is, Sleepy Slim. Now Peter Pelican is flying down toward us. Oh, I hope he doesn't touch the circle of blue fire.
Watch out, Pete! Oh, boop! Yep, it's all right. He's coming over toward us now. Yep, yeah, yeah. Here he comes.
Hello, Peter Pelican. So Santa got our message all right.
Are the dolls in that package that you just dropped out of your bill, Pete?
That means yes, too, I suppose, Sleepy Slim.
Okay.
Oh, thank you ever so much, Peter Pelican. And tell Santa Claus that the reindeer will be home soon, in plenty of time for Christmas. Goodbye, Peter.
He didn't stay long, but I guess he's pretty busy being Santa's messenger. Let's open the package, Merry Holidays.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Look.
That's Sam. Yes, that's the doll. Oh, that's a doll's Merry Holiday. Look, here's a doll that looks like Archie Pogley. Now tell me, how are you going to work this trick on the Ice Queen, huh?
Well, Sleepy Slim, when the Ice Queen talked to us a little while ago, she said that as soon as we were frozen by the cold and unable to move, she would then move the circle of blue fire, which now keeps us from getting into the palace. But our plan is to let her see the dolls, you see. And maybe she'll think that the dolls are us. And that'll make her think that we've been frozen.
Yes, and then when she comes out, we pop in and rescue the reindeer.
That's it, Sleepy Slim.
Yes, we're going to stand the dolls up where the Ice Queen can see them. And then when it's safe to do so, we'll try to slip unnoticed into the palace.
And rescue Santa's reindeer.
And save Christmas.
Yep.
That's it, Jump-Jump, and save Christmas.
Yep. Well, what are we waiting for here? Let's get busy now, and I'll take one doll. It might as well be the one that looks like me, I guess. Hey, Archie Pugly, here's yours. Catch it.
I'll take the other doll, Sleepy Slim. Now, we've got to stay hidden behind this wall so the Ice Queen won't see us. I guess we'd better toss the dolls out into the snow, huh? They look kind of stiff, and they'll stand upright, I think. Something like statues. Of course, they're smaller than we are, but... Well, maybe from the Ice Queen's palace. She won't know the difference.
Then we can make some sort of noise to attract her attention.
Yes,
yes, Tim. That's a good idea. Well... Here goes my doll. One, two, three.
Oh, that's fine. It did it. It's standing up straight. Albert can be seen, too, from the palace window.
Yep.
Now, I'll just toss my doll out. There.
Now, here's a Jump-Jump doll. Here it goes. One, two, three.
Throw the others out. Go on, Archie Pogley, and pull it. Go on, throw it.
That's right. Go on.
Get out!
All right. Now all the dolls are standing out there in full sight of the Ice Queen. Let's get back as far as we can, Merry Holiday, behind the wall.
Now let's all give a shout together, shall we, to attract the Ice Queen's attention?
Yes. Yeah.
Ready?
Oh!
Oh! Ready? Go! Oh!
Jump, jump. Shh, shh, shh.
I'll find.
I put you down in my pocket on purpose, Jump, Jump. Now be still.
Listen.
Ah, so you thought you could defy my power.
That's the Ice Queen now. She must have seen the dolls.
Silly old Santa Claus. Thinking that his reindeer could be rescued by you. Look at you now, frozen, helpless. There will be no Christmas, as I said. There will be no Christmas now.
Evidently, the Ice Queen thinks we've been made helpless, all right. She's fallen for our trick. Now, if she will only make the blue fire disappear so that we can get into the palace.
If she thinks those dolls are us, then she has nothing to fear anymore. If we are as stiff and straight as dolls, we would be helpless, Mary Holiday. But I'd rather be an elf myself.
Listen to that sound.
Oh, blue fire of a cold flame. Now the danger is gone, and our enemies have been made helpless. Rise! Rise! No longer do I need you to guard my palace. Rise! Arise!
Look, the blue fire is rising. It's slowly being drawn up into the sky.
Come on, everybody, quickly. Let's get out into the palace. Let's get in
there.
It's
safe to walk ahead now. The blue fire has entirely disappeared.
Yep.
Step as quietly as you can, everyone.
Yep.
I'm right behind you, Mary Holiday. Is Archie Pugney and Port coming see this?
Yeah, they're right behind me, Tim, and I'm... they're stepping on my tail.
It's not far to the end of this wall. We're almost there now. Oh, look. Look, there's a door right ahead of us leading into the palace.
I hope it isn't locked. With that blue fire, I shouldn't think that the Ice Queen would be bothered with burglars around.
All right, Tim. Here we are at the door. Is everyone ready?
You're ready as we'll ever be, I guess. Come on, Archie Pugney. Come on now. Let's don't just fool around here. Open the door, Mary Holiday, if you can.
Oh, I just touched it. And it opened. The door opened. Come on, let's go in.
Come along, Sleepy Slim. Don't get your tail caught into the door now.
Oh, my goodness. We seem to be in some sort of a passageway or something.
It's more of a tunnel, Sleepy Slim. So this is what it's like in the Ice Queen's palace. Ooh, look at all the colors in the ice. Blue and green and even red. Well, how strange it is.
Yes, yep.
Everything is made of ice here. Floor of the tunnel, walls, even the ceiling. Well, which way do we go, Mary Holiday?
Well, let's see. We'd better go straight ahead, I think, Tim, and try to find a tunnel leading downwards. You see, the dungeons are sure to be underneath us.
Yep. Fine thing, though. Here we are inside of the Ice Queen's palace at last, and what we really need is a signpost which says, "This was two dungeons, please."
I'll have to wait until next Monday to tell you if we found the reindeer and if we were able to escape from the Ice Queen's palace. So be sure and meet me here at the same time. Goodbye till then.